Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up on all the news you should know about. Breaking today, three hospitals in the region have been officially sold to Tenor Health Foundation. And the city of Philadelphia was in court on Friday, arguing to have an exhibit on slavery returned to the city. It's Monday, February 2nd. Let's get you up to date. We'll jump right into the update on three hospitals in the area. Commonwealth Health and Tenor Health Foundation closed a deal for Wilkes-Barre General and Scranton's Moses Taylor and Regional Hospitals effective February 1st. Tenor CEO Radha Savitala said in a statement this morning, quote, "This allows us to focus squarely on what matters most, our patients and the communities we serve. We look forward to working collaboratively with all stakeholders to improve access to and the quality of healthcare." Savitala thanked both U.S. Congressman Rob Bresnahan and Pennsylvania State Representative Bridget Kozorowski for their support through this process. Here's Bresnahan during a conversation on Friday.
What's really exciting is everybody who has been involved in this process put politics aside, and we all worked within our own respective lanes to figure out what needed to be done to get this deal to where it is today.
Savitala was optimistic during a Friday conversation about a weekend closure, but already planning for the work ahead.
A sigh of relief, but I think that'll be short only because the real hard work begins now, post-acquisition and working with the teams and boots on the ground. So we've got a lot of hard but important work to do, and really this is what keeps us going. So we are thrilled, but we also have a long road ahead of us.
This deal comes more than a year after an initial deal between Commonwealth Health and Woodbridge Healthcare fell through. Savitala says her priority now will be staff recruitment. You can read WVIA healthcare reporter Lydia McFarland's full coverage of Tenor's deal with Commonwealth on our website at WVIA.org. We'll move from healthcare to transportation now. The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation has named a new executive to Dunmore-based District 4, but he's no stranger to the agency or the community. WVIA's Roger Dupuy explains.
Jonathan Eboli began his career with PennDOT's District 4 in 2010 as a civil engineer trainee and progressed through multiple positions before being named the state's chief executive for highway administration in March 2025. The Dunmore native will return to District 4 to succeed Richard Roman, a longtime PennDOT official who led the district from 2019 until he died in November. For Eboli, taking over from the man he called a friend and a mentor is bittersweet.
It is something that I wanted to do in my career. I was just hoping that it was 6 years from now when Rich Roman retired.
Eboli, 39, takes the reins of a district that covers Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Susquehanna, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. It has 4,000 miles of roads, 2,100 bridges, and over 800 employees, and last year undertook $892 million worth of work. Eboli said he will prioritize transparency in the department's work and interactions with the public, as Roman did.
That means answering customer care concerns and really acting with urgency in everything that we do. But overall safety is really for the traveling public and for our employees is my top priority.
Eboli's appointment is effective February 14th. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. Find more of that story also at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit WVIA.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. Now let's go to Philadelphia. A federal judge heard arguments on Friday in the city's lawsuit over the slavery exhibit at the President's House site at Independence National Historical Park. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky reports from the courthouse.
City Solicitor Rene Garcia argued the National Park Service violated a cooperative agreement with the city when they unilaterally removed the panels that depicted the lives of people held in slavery by George Washington. The federal government's defense team, however, responded that the agreement gave full ownership to the Park Service after the project was completed and sitting on federal property. Former Mayor John Street's chief of staff, Joyce Wilkerson, testified in court that she believed the city still had authority as an equal partner in the project. She spoke to reporters after the hearing.
The city owned the Liberty Bell. The city owned Independence Park. There's been collaborative work for more than half a century.
The city is suing for the exhibit to be returned.
That was Carmen Russell-Sluchansky reporting. One last thing for you today. It's a new week, so let's take a look back at This Week in History with WVIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, February 2nd through the 8th. In 1895, it's the week that Frederick Douglass gives his last public address, and it happens in Westchester. The speech urges freedom and equality for all Americans. 1897, the first state capitol building in Harrisburg catches fire and is quickly destroyed. A nearby church becomes temporary headquarters until a new capitol building can be constructed. 1910, more than 9,000 steelworkers go on strike in Bethlehem, protesting wages, overtime, and working conditions. Their efforts would eventually contribute to industry reforms. 1952, this is the week King George dies in his sleep. His daughter becomes Queen Elizabeth II at the age of 27. And in 2005, it's the week Alberto Gonzalez wins Senate confirmation, making him the nation's first Hispanic Attorney General. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.